Welcome to Unabridged, the weekly podcast where four teachers take on books. We're your hosts. I'm Jen, and I'm here with Ashley, Jenny, and Sarah. We'll chat about our book club's pick of the month, discuss selected young adult novels, recommend related books, and share our nerdy English teacher love of reading. To follow along with our schedule, visit our website, unabridgedpod.com. You want opinions about books? We've got them.
Hey, this is Sarah. Today is one of our short episodes, and today we're talking about unpopular opinions, popular books that we didn't love. But before we do that, we wanted to remind you that on our website, which is unabridgedpod.com, you can go to our upcoming books tab and see everything that's coming up. You can use the links there to purchase your books from Amazon, because we get just a little bit from there, and to be honest, every little bit helps. And we also want to remind you to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And most importantly, please go to Stitcher and iTunes, rate us, review us, because that helps people find our podcast and it opens us up to a wider audience. So we would really appreciate it. And we so appreciate your support, and we would love it if you could support us in that way. So if you could just do that for us. So again, back to what you'd like us to talk about is our unpopular opinions, which is my favorite part of most podcasts I listen to. We were going to talk about what the books that we didn't love, but that other people did. So who wants to start us off?
I'll start. So this is Jenny. And so real quick side note, a foundational unpopular opinion alert is the Harry Potter series. Mm-hmm. These lovely girls that I'm with love Harry Potter, and I not so much. So that's always a given for unpopular alerts, that I'm always going to be a no thank you. But for another book to veer away from the standard for me, that I just did not connect with at all and didn't really like, and I feel bad because I know there's going to be some pushback here. I didn't like Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close by Jonathan Safran Foer. I know Jen loves it.
Yes.
But so this book is, it takes place after 9/11, and the book's narrator is a boy named Oscar, who is basically on a quest to discover some stuff about his dad after finding this key, and I just didn't like it. I didn't understand the way it was written. There's an unreliable narrator. Kids are often very unreliable, and that's just not my favorite. I don't usually like that style of having an unreliable narrator. And then also, I didn't like the way the book was physically written. Sometimes there were words smashed together or large spaces. It just didn't make sense to me. I just wanted a straightforward story. Here's the book. I mean, I know that's part of why people loved it, but it just wasn't for me. So go ahead, Jen. What do you got for me?
So I used to teach this novel. I taught a whole class several times, and I offered it as a lit circle choice a few times. And I often had students who said it was their favorite book all year. I personally love it. This is not a spoiler, because this happens right at the beginning. You find out that Oscar's dad died in 9/11. And I read this at a time. My dad was really ill from cancer, and somehow I ended up reading all of these books where the father dies, mm-hmm. and the others would be spoilers, so I won't mention those. But in this one, yeah, it was just really moving, because, of course, I was thinking about that, and while it is sad, it is also hopeful. I really like that kind of multi-genre element. I think that was one reason my students liked it, too, because mm-hmm. it plays with multimedia. It has images, and there's a flip book in part of it, and it's just, yeah, it's really interesting, it's innovative, and so, yeah, it's one of my favorites. So I totally get why you yes. love it, but I have to say, yeah, it's one
well,
of my
I will say, too, though, here's the one little bright sunshiny spot is I gave it to my younger brother-in-law, who loved it, and mm-hmm. years ago, he was not a reader at all, and he's, shout out to Brad, he's really come a long way. I mean, he reads tons of stuff now, and he's also a podcast listener. Hey, Brad. Yeah. But he loved it, and I think that one of the things, it's kind of what you alluded to, Jen, is that there's a very complex father-son relationship, mm-hmm. and I think that he found, I don't know, some parallels. I never really talked to him specifically about all the details, but I think that he found some connections to his real mm-hmm. life, not the specifics of the book, but kind of that father-son getting to know each other, figuring things out struggle. So not for me, but I know it was really popular for a lot of other people. So that's my unpopular opinion of the day.
Well, I will follow with mine, because I feel like while this may not cause outrage here, in podcast land. Some of you listening may be really upset. So my unpopular opinion alert is for Codename Verity by Elizabeth. I did not check how to say this. It's Ween or Wine. I'm not sure. W-E-I-N. And I just didn't love this. And it got, I mean, it had won awards. It was got these 5-star ratings everywhere. And so I picked it up with great enthusiasm. And then I was quite disappointed. It is a World War II book. I want to be really careful because it would be possible to spoil this book. But it is about two girls who are friends and each is participating in the war in different ways. And yeah, everything about the description makes me think that this would be a book for me mm-hmm. because I'm all about girl power and I'm all about World War II and I like some interesting narratives. And yeah, I just, sadly, I did not love this novel.
Did you finish it? You read the whole thing?
Yeah, I read the whole thing.
I was just sitting here thinking, I think that's part of why maybe I don't have a whole lot of unpopular opinions about this, because if I don't like a book, I ditch it.
I have a hard time commit. Abandoning books, even if I'm not loving them. I usually, yeah. Every once in a while I do, but usually I power through. So I have a list. I could talk about others. I will talk about this one today.
Hey, this is Sarah, and so mine is Olive Kitteridge by Elizabeth Strout. Mm. So it definitely was popular because it won the Pulitzer. Yep. So so I'm thinking this is an unpopular opinion. The writing was beautiful. Elizabeth mm-hmm. Strout is a magnificent writer. She is able to write beautifully about small town life. And mm-hmm. I thought that I was going to love this because I'm a small town person. You know, I grew up in a small town. I could definitely see a lot of the characters in her that were in this small town, in my small town. I think what my problem with the book was is that there wasn't a lot of resolution mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. And I love John Green. In his books, often they're character-driven. And in this was definitely character-driven. But each chapter was a different character's story. Mm-hmm. And the thread was Olive showed up in each mm-hmm. Story. But there was just a lot of things that were left untied, unsaid. And I found it really, really boring. Mm-hmm. And I, mm-hmm. but other people loved it. I actually read this for a book club, not my work book club, but another one. And there were people that loved it. And mm-hmm. they loved Olive, but Olive was not my favorite. Book was not my favorite.
It's hard when you don't like the main character.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes it really tough. Even if the writing's great. And it's someone you can't sympathize with or empathize with or connect to. Yeah, that's hard. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I was just sitting here thinking while Jen was talking, and another red flag for me with this book is I was thinking, well, really, there's not really any spoilers because it was just a collection of stories about the mundane and the life, yeah. about life, just like this life in a small
daily
town.
Life, yeah.
And there's not really a lot to give away. It's what you expect. But a lot of people liked it.
That's
and
what I liked.
I think it's unpopular.
My name is Lucy Barton. Yeah, Jen recommended that for me. So I can't compare them because I haven't read Olive Kitteridge. But I really enjoyed it. But the whole time I thought, nothing is happening.
Yeah.
And I did enjoy the book, but summarize what happened, nothing. it's relatively.
I like My Name is Lucy Barton more than I like Olive Kitteridge. I did like it a lot. It's been a while since I read it. I read it right after it came out. But I think I've liked more of Strout's recent work more.
And it's hard for me, a book that doesn't have a lot of dialogue and has just lots of, you know, dense paragraphs. Mm-hmm. That is a difficult mm-hmm. book for me to enjoy. Mm-hmm. Maybe because I'm a slow reader too. So I actually plotted through this book for book club and I am mm-hmm. a slow reader. So it took a good bit of my time.
Yeah. Right.
And at the end I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What just happened here? But like I said, other people liked it. So
This is Ashley, and I wanted to talk about another one that I feel like was wildly popular when it came out. And one, I mean, I was looking back at Goodreads. I won the Goodreads Choice Award in 2014. So definitely a book that was very popular, and I had picked it up and was taking it to my classroom library. It was at, we have a book fair here, Green Valley Book Fair, that is phenomenal. And so I had just picked it up there. And that, I think it was that year that it was also on the Virginia Choice. And so it was one of the books that was part of that. Anyway, so the book I want to tell you about is We Were Liars by E. Lockhart. And that is one that was, again, really popular at the time that it came out. But when I read it, it was just not for me. The premise, like, you know that this girl has had a traumatic experience, and you're trying to piece together what the trauma was and how she got there. And so a lot of it is, the whole book is the unfolding of what led to the trauma. But you think that you have this idea of the trauma, and then there's a lot of twists and turns that I didn't see coming. And I loved on Goodreads, when I looked back at the end, it just says, read it. Their description is very cryptic, and it says, read it, and if anyone asks you how it ends, just lie. Yeah. And I was like, I think that is, that's why I can't tell you very much about the book, but I could just say that, while I found some of it really compelling, and I had a strong reaction to the book, I did not appreciate the mechanism that was used in the book to make the ending come to fruition, and I felt sort of tricked, and I didn't like that feeling, but I remember telling people about it at the time, and it is true that the author did get a strong reaction from me. So if the purpose is to get a reaction and not necessarily for people to like the book or like the characters, I think that this one did that for me. So
I would say not about that book specifically, which I didn't care for either. But
yeah, I didn't either.
The unreliable narrator that I mentioned earlier, I feel tricked by narrators. That's part of why I don't like that, because I always feel like, wait a minute. I banked on this, and now this. So I totally get that feeling of, I thought we were going down one road. Okay, we're on a different road. I got that now.
It is interesting that the popular opinion is that book was great, but three of the four of us, Sarah, I don't know if you've read it.
I haven't read it, but I do love an unreliable narrator.
Well, I would say typically I do too. So I do think in general I like unreliable narrators, and this is an unreliable narrator, but it didn't hold up for me.
So it is interesting that the three of the four, it is not popular with Unabridged.
Yeah. I'm always going to be the oddball. I think I'm always going to be the one that's like, nope, not for me.
Thanks for listening to Unabridged. Do you have comments or opinions about what you heard today? We would love to hear them. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter @UnabridgedPod and on the web @unabridgedpod.com.